an agreement between the two major political parties in Jamaica to appoint independent adjudicators is among recommendations put forward by Minority Leader Mark Golding to address concerns about the seeming absence of a political ombudsman. This is WAVS News. Golding has insisted that the Electoral Commission of Jamaica should not be the mediator of political complaints. Golding is contending that there is no mechanism in place to report incidents where People's National Party billboards have been removed or defaced in recent weeks.
I'm saying to all well-thinking Jamaicans and civil society and the private sector and the trade unions, we have to stand up and demand that a mechanism be put in place so that there is an adjudication process for these kind of matters when they happen. So they must either amend the law to restore what was there before, or if that will take too long, we can sign an agreement.
Three CARICOM member states have been ranked among the leading countries in the world in relation to fighting financial crime. International advisory firm Secretariat says has St. Vincent and the Grenadines at 14 and Dominica 17, with Barbados ranked 19 out of 177 countries. The three are in the transparent Titan top tier of the SECI, reflecting their high level of transparency, the effectiveness of their anti-crime frameworks, and their overall exposure to economic crime. Second tier includes St. Lucia, Grenada, the Bahamas, Trinidad and Tobago, Cuba, and Jamaica. Barbadian Prime Minister Mia Mottley led a host of parliamentarians in paying tribute to outgoing Member of Parliament Edmund Hingson. The MP for St. James Parish North announced earlier this week he was stepping down effective today, Friday.
Thank you as leader of the Barbados Labour Party. Thank you as Prime Minister. Thank you as a friend. Thank you, I'm almost saying, as a pseudo-constituent, because even though I do not vote in St. James North, I have had the good fortune of spending significant amounts of time in my life in St. James North. And I am therefore aware of the manner and the high regard in which he is held by those, particularly in the Western Lower Carlton area.
Guyanese President Irfan Ali on Thursday said an international forensic pathologist would be arriving in Guyana to conduct a post-mortem to determine the cause of death of 11-year-old Adriana Young, who was found in a pool in the East Bank Essequibo area. Ali emphasizes that his administration has full confidence in veteran government forensic pathologist Dr. Nehal Singh, but opted to call in an international pathologist to remove any doubt or controversy over the cause of Young's death. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.